"Well, Paddy," she said pleasantly enough, looking past him fixedly, to where Father Rafe stood with Meggie in his arms, and her little arms locked tightly about his neck. Mary Carson got up ponderously, without greeting Fee or the children.
"Let us hear Mass immediately," she said. "I'm sure Father de Bricassard is anxious to be on his way."
"Not at all, my dear Mary,"
he laughed, blue eyes gleaming.
"I shall say Mass. We'll all have a good hot breakfast at your table, and then I promised Meggie I'll show her where she's going to live."
"Meggie," said Mary Carson.
"Yes, this is Meggie, which rather begins the introductions at the tail, doesn't it? Let me begin at the head, Mary, please. This is Fiona."
Mary Carson nodded curtly, and paid scant attention as Father Rafe ran through the boys.